Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bocht moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi strikes out. 1 out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Miller moves to second. 1 out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn strikes out. There goes Fisk. The tag by Kendall and Fisk is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Rice moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pat Dobson now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Bocht moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Bocht scores. Cardi scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to third. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Lynn steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott is hit by the pitch. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Jim Norris pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Norris reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doyle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.